Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 4th, 2023. I have your host, James J. here. I am joined right now by some great people. We have Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's production of Toasted to talk about today, and we have with us Ryan Husted, playwright and director. Ryan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, James.
Did I say your last name right?
Yes, you did.
I did. Yeah. Points. Yes.
Yes.
Pam, mark that down. And we also have Ella Panter here with us. Ella?
Hi.
Hi, did I say that one right?
Yes.
Ah, two for two. I'm going to mess this next one up, though, man. Okay. My last name's Maloff. You can mess it up all you want, bud. Jason is here with us, too. Jason, how do I say your last name?
Doberreiner.
Nice. Yep. That's a great name, by the way. Jason, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate all of you being here. And, you know, as you know, you've talked to me before and everything. I'm a theater nerd. I love talking theater. Any chance I get to talk acting, I'm going to do it ad nauseum. So it's a good thing that you guys are here, too. So it's not just me for 27 minutes just rambling about acting and what I love about it. One of the things that I love the most about theater, Ryan, is original work.
Yeah.
There's very few things as great as, you know, the classic are and everything, when you have an opportunity to be able to do a play originally, and you're the first ones doing this and that kind of thing. I've only been a part of that once or twice, and it's such a unique, wonderful experience, not just as a performer, but as a playwright. When I was in high school, I got to write and direct some plays for me and my friends and got to put on over at Washington School and everything, and I still hold on to that to this day. I'm very curious to know about your writing process, where this idea came from, and how it feels at this point. So let's start first where the idea, Toasted, where did that come from?
Yeah, so I love 1950s and 1960s sitcom. I love Lucy, The Dick Van Dyke Show, all of those fantastic shows, timeless shows. The humor is incredible. I just really love the 1950s and 60s. I had previously kind of come up with this idea of surrounding a show around time travel, surrounding a show around like that type of situation, but I didn't exactly know how. I did, however, love sitcoms, and I loved that idea of time travel. And so I kind of blended them together to create the show and what it's about, and how the vibes of that show kind of work in both of those areas. Paying homages to things like Back to the Future, perhaps, in a little bit of different situations and people and characters, stuff like that, as well as paying homage to the sitcoms of those times, because I really loved those.
That's awesome. A big sucker for those too. Yeah. Lucille Ball, Dick Van Dyke, two of my biggest influences. I would, as a little kid, I would see Dick Van Dyke fall and I would try to practice it and freak out my grandparents all the, stop doing that, you're going to hurt yourself. But I couldn't help it. It's also I think that we say the term forgotten time often, but there are elements of those shows that you will see in, you know, modern TV shows all the time and everything. So I could see the pull from that. The idea of throwing the sci-fi element in there, that seems a little trickier. How long did it take for you to write this?
Well, it took me about, it actually was quite a quick process. Only about 5 months. Maybe less, actually, to write it.
Show off.
I'm joking. I had a deadline, so that's one of the reasons, right?
Help. Yeah.
But no, things kind of somehow just came to me at different points. I mean, knowing that we had to have situations in which things would have to either go wrong, disappear, have problems, all of those things. Knowing that I had to do all that, I think it kind of just pushed me along to be able to figure that out. I mean, and sci-fi has been such a thing throughout the 50s and 60s as well. Like, you know, there's magazines about it. There's movies even, such as like the original movie, The Time Machine, different movies like that. And so some of those different formats just kind of like allowed me to figure that out, I suppose.
When it came to, you know, it's one thing to write the show. It's another to want to direct it. Was that your intention when you were writing it? Is that something that came about kind of organically?
No, my intention was to direct it. I have directed one other show that I've written before at Assumption for the middle school a while ago. But no, it was always that I was going to direct it, and I knew while I was writing it, I think it helped me when I was writing it because I went, this is how I could direct it, so this is how it will work writing it, and so together they'll work together a
You guys all are young. You're young artists. You're new in this game and everything. And one of the early things that I heard as a writer, as an actor, just as a creative, was you've got to create 1,000 bad pieces to get a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be willing to do bad work to get to the good work.
Yeah.
The early stuff you wrote, how much did it shape you being able to get to this point?
I was just talking about this recently, actually. There are so many things that this show was that it is not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ella's character, for example, is a character that probably came only a few months ago specifically and developed from there instead of what she originally just was, a side character. Mm-hmm. And now she's one of the main few characters in the show. There's so many different scenarios, so many different situations. Originally, I was banking more so on the sitcom feel of the entire show. And now it almost has this modernized feel to the script, but still keeps those elements. So mm-hmm. just different things like that kind of stayed into it.
It's, the purpose of us getting together here is certainly promoting this show, getting as many people as we can to see you guys do this. Another aspect of this, especially when we work with community theaters, is to, encourage young artists, encourage young creatives out there, not only to do this work, to get into this field, but also to understand that not everything is going to be great. Not everything has got to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That it is oftentimes in the flaws and the mistakes that we find the greatness.
Yeah.
There are a billion examples in human history, and especially in film and TV, of mm-hmm. them keeping accidents or things in movies and TV shows and that. And it's a big part of the creative process. And I like to encourage creatives to always work. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Just keep writing. Just keep acting. You'll get there. That's the only way all the greats got there, is by reps and just continuing to do this.
Yeah.
Ryan, before I put your actors on the spot, let's get into the plot. What is this? What is Toasted all about?
So Toasted surrounds the broken marriage of a 1960s couple, Ralph and Donna Millard. Having been married for 15 years, they've gotten to a point in which they practically hate each other, as a lot of people probably do. With a divorce out of the question, the two have no way out of this marriage that they so desperately want to break out of. However, their eccentric neighbor, who is also an inventor, has created a time machine out of a toaster. My homage to the many new and improved appliances of the 50s and 60s,
great.
Right?
Very nice
and
touch.
So Ralph and Donna use it to go to the past, to the day they met, to find their younger selves, break them up, and completely erase their marriage. But with a young Ralph and Donna who are hesitant to let these things happen, and with a lot of electrical problems and such as that, will the Millards be actually able to succeed at this feat? And when they come back, will they like their new alterated future?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that! My next question, Ryan, do you need an understudy? Because I want to be a part of this. I know it's late to jump in and everything, but I'm quick to learn lines. It seems like such a fun show. Has it been a fun process, you guys? Have you been enjoying yourselves?
Very much.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's so good to hear. That's the most important question I think I'm going to ask you today, is if you've been enjoying yourself. All of this is great, and it's really wonderful to entertain people, but if you're not enjoying yourselves, it's just, it's not the same. Let's talk about your characters. Ella, I'll start with you. Can you tell us about your character?
So my character is Fran. Mm. I'm the mother of the main character, Donna. Mm. And so while they're having their own, marriage and relationship issues, I'm having mine with my husband.
Uh-huh.
And so when they go to the past, my daughter from the future, Donna, meets me and she, comes to live with me. And it's interesting to see, the dynamic between the future
mm-hmm.
and the past. And, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's an interesting thing. Did you have to do anything different with your walk, your voice, anything like that?
Nothing super different so far. Just getting the motherly instincts, because obviously I'm not a mother, so.
That's a very good thing to hear. That's a really good thing to hear. Yeah. You go ahead and take a victory lap on that. That is interesting to hear, though, that you get that, though. Young actors don't often always see that. I think that's some insight and some perspective that's good on you, for understanding that, hey, there's certain things I don't get. Did you ask your mom? Did you research that at all?
I guess just seeing different mothers in other shows mm-hmm. have given me the envision of what I'm, of like what Ryan or me wants the character to be.
Right on, right on. And you've been enjoying yourself? You've been having fun with all this?
It's been a lot of fun so far.
That's good. Is there an aspect of the character that you you find very like you or that you found a kinship in?
Oh gosh. I guess just, I like her little crazy side. She kind of goes nuts sometimes and I kind of do the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. How about the opposite of that? Is there parts of the character that you don't relate to, that you don't adapt to, that you found you had to take a little, you know, again, those reps, you had to practice that?
Definitely getting used to having a husband and having like intimate moments like getting used to that because...
Hey, I'm an adult and I'm still getting used to those kind of things. I hear you. Jason, similar questions. Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
So my character is Ralph Millard, one of the main characters, with my wife Donna Millard. And as Ryan said, we've been married for 15 years and we're starting to hate each other. Mm. And we're willing to go to some pretty extreme lengths to end our marriage.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan, I'm guessing you are not married in a long... I'm sorry, Jason, you're not married in a long-term relationship.
No.
How did that go for you adapting to this character?
It's pretty weird, but I feel like I'm managing trying to learn that emotion pretty well and display it on stage.
Yeah.
I think it's well.
There are parts of the character that you've found a kinship to, that you've found a relationship with?
Yeah. As Ralph, I get to do a lot of problem solvings because we're kind of in the past and we're trying to... fix our what went wrong in our marriage. So we get to solve a lot of problems. Do that.
What about the opposite of that? Are there things about the character that you don't relate to that you've kind of had to get used to playing?
Probably just being in the marriage.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much enough right there. It's quite a bit to take in. It's more than enough. Thank you both. Thank you for that. Now, I got more questions for you coming up. But Ryan, when it comes to the rehearsal process, how often have you guys been able to get together to rehearse?
Yeah. We've had this kind of 3-week process in a sense. More so, it's just been a bunch of different people from different scenes, depending on who they are, what they're doing, and I've been picking different moments or different scenes for people to come in, rehearse all of those types of situations. Now we've started doing our full act run-throughs. So last night we did act one, tonight we'll do act two. Next week we'll move into the full show and cue to cue and all those tech elements get added. So
when it comes to being a director, it's always seemed to me that one of the biggest jobs of a directing is certainly, doing your job, all the basics that people out there know, but scheduling, people management, a lot of that is a big part of that chunk of that pie chart as well. Have you found that?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's a lot of stuff to have to do. And with a children's show especially, there's so many parents who have to also be involved. It can't just be actors. It's also the parents. And so that's double the people, triple the people almost sometimes. And so managing that sometimes can get pretty difficult. And sometimes I struggle with that. But I think I'm getting the hang of it a little bit more. I think I am doing a little better with it. And I think, hopefully, that by the end of the show, everything will be completely fine and all the problems will be solved.
It will be. I'll put money on it. It definitely will be. Let's talk a little bit about the rest of the cast, the people that aren't able to be here with us. Can you give us some of the other characters, some of the other things the audience is going to really love seeing on that stage?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, there's the Ralph and Donna Millard. They're the main characters. They have the whole marriage, right? There's also the younger versions of them who are almost complete opposites throughout the entire show. While Ralph and Donna are trying to break them up, they are kind of falling in love. And so there's this struggle dynamic between the two of them and these opposing forces of this old love, not too old, they're only in their 30s, but like, you know, this like, you know, stale love in a sense.
Oh, good way to put it.
Yes. And this new budding teenage, almost stupid in a sense, love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where, oh, they wouldn't do that. I can't see them ever possibly, you know, like, you know, what there's the line that Jason says where it's, or he and his younger counterpart say, and it's something about, oh, she's not naggy like all the other girls. And Jason laughs and says, give it 15 years. And yeah. So there's that dynamic. Mm-hmm. Ella and her ex-husband have this whole dynamic in the show as well of this, like, love-hate in a sense. Mm-hmm. That kind of, in a sense, mirrors the Millards in a way. There's also a character who is Ralph's secretary named Stella, who is a little bit of a Rose Marie in the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes,
she's crazy about men. She loves men. There's all of this thing. But the problem she has is that nobody is ever good enough.
Yeah.
And so she's always trying to find... like an extra, like another person,
yeah.
Find a date, all of that. And she has an arc with all of those problems throughout the show as well.
You know when you're going into this that you're writing something for a youth production.
Mm-hmm.
To take some of these heavier topics, yeah. Or to take some of these topics that you know you're whoever you're casting probably aren't going to have a real perspective on.
Yeah.
Was that purposeful? Was that something, or was it something that you thought about, debated about, and you're like, oh, and they're just going to go ahead with it? I like that you didn't, for lack of a better way to put this, play down,
yeah.
or say, oh, I got to do something that teenagers will get, or what have you. Mm-hmm. You went where the story took you, where your creative process took you. I admire that. But staying that path, did you have any questions about that?
Yeah. Well, it was always, questionable. Like, will this work? Will, certain aspects of that, translate to them?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I put a lot of faith in the fact that I know that a lot of high schoolers and teenagers, they all do High School Musicals every year, right? And they have these themes. And they are things that they have to deal with in a way. And everything that a person deals with in real life can be translated somehow to every sector,
mm-hmm.
of a person's life.
Yeah.
So I do believe that in a way they understand this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not the exact thing that they're feeling right now or things that they are dealing with right now, but I do believe that they can understand it, that they can grasp it, that they can go with it. And in writing the show as well, I didn't want adults who came to see the show to go, this is a children's show, I have to sit through this. I wrote, the jokes are in the show are a little bit more, not adulty to a sense where it's too much, but they're heightened in a sense, a little bit smarter, a little bit clever. I don't want to call myself clever, but you know what I mean?
I'll call you clever. We're
people will be able to laugh at things where maybe things that adults will, like a Disney movie, for example, adults will grasp, but maybe kids won't. Different things like that. I was able to play with all those things, put those things in the script. So hopefully people will kind of enjoy that sense of the humor as well.
Similar to what I was saying to Ella and to Jason here, I think that's insightful. I think that's understanding your audience. One of the greatest things you can do as a creative, mm-hmm. is know your audience, understand what they want, what they can take, and everything. That's smart. What about future projects? Are you working on anything future coming up here?
This is very much my thing right now.
Yeah.
However, I've got tons of ideas that I've written down, tons of ideas started. They're eventually coming out at some point. And right now, besides Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, I'm in UW La Crosse doing all of their theater stuff there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, man. I have no doubt whatever is next is going to be great stuff from you. Mm-hmm. And keep up the great work. For you guys, I wanted to ask, because, again, one of the things that we want to do with these times that you join us is not only certainly promoting the show, and be sure to get your tickets for Toasted August 11th at 7, August 12th at 2, and get them at wrctheater.org. We'll get that information to you again before we wrap up. When it comes to encouraging others to perform, And not just actors around your ages, Ellen, Jason, but actors like twice my age, people, you know, that have been in town here forever and they've been going to, you know, community theater plays and always been on the fence about, you know, maybe auditioning, maybe working behind the scenes, but they just haven't done it yet. I love to be able to push them forward, to be able to encourage them to do this. If you're talking to somebody, whether it's somebody your age or somebody 20 years older than you or something, what would you say to them to encourage them to do theater, to be a part of things there?
I've seen many people come into theater, like for high school, I've seen many people come into theater like their senior year and be crying because they didn't join theater earlier, because we are honestly such a family and you get to know every single person and you get all of these connections and it's just great for like real life. Like it gives you a lot of, what's the word?
Experience.
Experience for other things in life. And it just gives you a completely different view on what you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love that your director was right there with that line. That the only thing was missing there. I would have loved if you had said line right there. Like, line. That would have been even funnier. Thank you, Ella. I think that is exactly what I was hoping for, was an answer that I don't normally get. Most of the time, people talk about the excitement, the fun, and everything. I think that the people that I don't want to say really get theater, but the people that I seem to gel with so much and I enjoy working with, they get that the show is great, rehearsing is great, it's fun being on stage or being behind the scenes. It's that organic family that you create that is so unique, and there's nothing like it. If you're fortunate, I've played 101 characters. I'm very fortunate to do that. I would say a good 70% of those are, I have relationships with people that I still have to this day. And that's probably the thing that I cherish most out of all of that. Young me wouldn't have seen that. Young me wanted to be the greatest actor in the world. I still want that, I'm not going to lie. but I understand now that what means more and what I carry with me more are those relationships, those people that I have known, the people that I'm still friends with to this day. You don't know what's going to happen. Even if you're, I talked, especially right now, I've been talking with a lot of my fellow SAG members and everything, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now in that industry. You could be George Clooney and not know what tomorrow's going to be. He'd be the first to tell you that. Any good actor will tell you, this job you're doing right now is great. Get that next gig. It's all about the next gig. Everything is planning ahead. You can't guarantee that stuff, but you can guarantee these relationships. You can guarantee if you're going to build an organic family through some of the people that you run into and meet in these situations. I think that's very cool. Jason, how about from you? What would you say to somebody?
Well, originally I wasn't even planning on doing it, but my friend actually introduced me to the theater, and I was skeptical at first, but as I've done it more and more years, I've come to love it even more. And the people in the theater are some of my closest friends right now, and we talk a lot. It's just a very fun experience and making friendships with all those people.
Follow-up question for both of you. Would you do this again? Do you plan to act again? Ella?
I mean, I've been acting since the third grade. It's something I enjoy. I mean, I've quit sports so I can do it. I've canceled plans. It's just something I love doing. So yeah, of course I'll do it again.
Right, easy answer for you. Easy answer. Jason?
I'm more new to the scene. I started sixth grade and I had about six lines probably. But then freshman year, I was up to like 100 lines, and I like that challenge, and I'll definitely keep doing it.
Really good to hear. And really good to have you guys back in and talk to you again, and wishing you the best. Break a leg. Have a great performance. Enjoy yourselves. And please tell the rest of the cast, your people backstage and everything, to break a leg. Have a great run, you guys. This show is coming up again August 11th at 7, August 12th at 2. You can get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. Encourage you to do that. Don't wait. Get those tickets, wrctheater.org. However, if you are not able to, the day is of the show. You can show up at the theater and get those tickets right at the box office. Probably be Tim or somebody there to take your money and go ahead and get you a seat to one of the better shows you are going to see. This is going to be a good show, people. Let's give them a good crowd. Everybody get down there and get those tickets. Again, wrctheater.org. And keep in mind that WRCT has got auditions for their main stage coming up. They have auditions for Blithe Spirit on August 14th and 15th at 6:30. Same location right at the WRC Theater. Go ahead and find out more again by going to wrctheater.org. Break a leg. you guys. Have a great run, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.